I want to talk to you a little bit quickly about baptism and emergency baptism. This is just some practical things for us to know. Last week there was a possibility that I would have to do a baptism very quickly, so I thought that you should know this kind of information. Regular baptism, the baptism we all would expect, is where a priest or a bishop baptizes a person, either a child or an adult, and it's done in the church. It's always performed by a priest and a bishop, or a bishop. The requirements for baptism really are water, oil, and chrism. The person should always be present. We never baptize someone by proxy, and there are religions that do that. There are religions that actually baptize for the dead. The Mormons do that. A person is always present. The sponsor or the godparent, which should be at least a person of the same gender as the person being baptized, should also be present. Although, in practice, occasionally, a sponsor is allowed to be by proxy. Full immersion is always performed because baptism is from the Greek word baptizo, which means to immerse. So how can someone be baptized, immersed, if they're not immersed? We always immerse 3 times in water and with this formula. The servant of God, with their name, is baptized in the name of the Father and then immersing, and of the Son and another immersion, and of the Holy Spirit. Never would we say, I baptize. Now there are faiths that do that. They say, I baptize. God is the one doing the baptizing. So we say, the servant of God, John, for instance, is baptized. Not I baptize the servant of John. What an idea. Those are the absolute requirements for baptism. Of course, it's served in the church usually, and then we use the entire service for baptism and all the things that you come to expect in the temple. Now, there is a possibility that there could be an emergency baptism somewhere else other than the temple, whether it be a home or a hospital or on the road or somewhere else. And who can do an emergency baptism? Anyone who is a baptized Orthodox Christian. Sometimes people think that anyone in good faith can baptize a person. This is actually not true. There is a principle. You cannot give what you do not have. If a person is not an Orthodox Christian, they cannot give Orthodox baptism. So any baptized Orthodox Christian can baptize a person if it's an extreme situation. And what would be an extreme situation? When it's believed that someone is about to die, and they're imminently about to die, and there is no priest nearby, there is no possibility of getting to a priest or having the priest come to you. So this is the time for emergency baptism. How does one do an emergency baptism? Well, if a person is literally imminently about to die, then you baptize them as quickly as possible without any preamble. But generally, you would be able to say some prayers, say the Trisagion prayers, which we would begin with, O Heavenly King, and they end with the Our Father, and then the Creed, and then to have water available, as much water as you can. If possible, the person should be immersed. If not, if it's because a person is on their deathbed or something of that nature, then they would be baptized with pouring water. Take the vessel of water, make the sign of the cross over it, or use holy water, and pour it over the child or the person who might be dying. If possible, of course, you should immerse. There's conceivable that you could have an emergency baptism situation where you would be able to immerse. Most likely it would be by pouring. What is the formula for baptism? The same thing. The servant of God, John, is baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, after the baptism is performed, contact a priest as soon as possible. And hopefully the person survives, and if they do, then the baptism is completed. Now, what I mean by completed is not that there's any additional, that the baptism beforehand was not valid. or was not salvific. We recognize that a baptism in extreme situations is full baptism. But the baptism service does have an order and a protocol, so we complete that order and protocol just to have all things done in good order. So never would the person be rebaptized. There is no such thing as rebaptism. I mean, that says it right in our creed, right? We believe in one baptism. So once a person is baptized, we do not baptize them again. That is, if they've had Orthodox baptism, we don't baptize them again. The priest merely performs the entire baptism service, leaving out all the parts for the water. So he wouldn't bless water, and he wouldn't baptize in the water, but he would bless oil and anoint with oil, and he would anoint also with chrism. And I talked about chrism and oil a couple weeks ago, so I hope you remember what that is. Always, chrismation would be performed, and if possible, the person should have a sponsor for this completing of the baptism. So these are just a few things about emergency baptism. If you should find yourself in a situation where you wonder if you should baptize a person, then if possible, you call a priest. If it is not possible, then you depend upon your own judgment with God helping you. Now, I must say something very important. You cannot baptize someone who's comatose. You cannot baptize someone who's not in their right mind, that you do not know whether or not they're making a decision that they would desire to be baptized. In such a case, we must depend on the mercy of God. If a person is comatose, they cannot decide that they want to be baptized, or if they're not in their right mind. But God knows them, and God can save them if He desires. So the most important thing you can do for such a person is not baptize them, really, without their will being involved, but pray for them for the rest of their life or for the rest of your life if they repose.